I forgot the name of my podcast. Yes, that's how long it has been. I started recording and I made a mistake with the name. That's crazy. Hi, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Rumpled Ramblings. I thought about making this a whole different season because I've been gone for a while, a very long while. You know, I realized I hadn't recorded any podcast at all this year, and I thought, you know, I'm busy, let me just focus on other things, you know. But I got some encouragement yesterday that sort of pushed me to do this morning, and so here it goes. This episode is about the pain of growth, you know, the pain of growth, because you can see how long it has taken me to even make this podcast, because I've just been focusing on life, and everything in my life that has been growing and developing has sort of restricted me from doing other things that I would have otherwise wanted to do. Now, really, I'm currently having scattered thoughts about life, you know, the emotions that encompass our very existence: fear, love, joy, pain, loss, character, attitude. It's possible that we love too little for the sake of fear. It's also possible that we think less for fear of seeing reality. It's possible that pain can somehow bring us love, joy. It's also possible that it causes us to experience the pain of loss. We may be of the same species, yet we differ in many ways. No. Maybe I've grown too quickly because I've experienced way more than my age permits me to. I've seen more than my imagination can work with. But somehow I've realized that interpersonal relations is almost mandatory for survival, even though people come in all sorts and forms. Personally, I try to understand people, different perceptions. Sometimes I wonder if people think these things. If you think about it, how much have we actually grown over the years? And how have our experiences affected our lives? You know, sometimes I ponder on how I came this far. Or rather, how I've grown, because I've also realized or somehow come to terms with the fact that I'm turning 27 this month. And I'm nothing but grateful to God, you know, for the journey and all of that, and this growing. I in my head, I feel like I'm 23. In my mind, I swear I'm 23. So I can't really say where all the other years went to, you know, that extra 4 years on top. Not too sure about it, you know. So that's the growth. It just happened. It wasn't waiting for me. It wasn't speaking to me. It was just happening. Whether or not I was awake, sleeping, it was going on. Like, growing up can be so painful, because, you know, when you're in primary school, you want to be in secondary school. When you're in secondary school, you want to go to uni. Like, uni, I was so happy to graduate. Now I'm wondering, why was I so excited to come into the real world? Like, this real world is so stressful. Being an adult is more difficult than, I can't even say. It's probably the most difficult thing, because it's like, why do I have to be responsible for this and this? Why can't they just take care of themselves, you know, like the bills, places I have to be, things I have to do, my boss that I need to answer to, you know? Why can't all those things just, can I just sleep, you know, can I just relax? But there's so much to be done, there's so much responsibility that you actually need to tend to. And apart from that, not about the times I fall short, you know, as a Christian, which is probably all the time, a Christian struggling with sin. It's not easy at all. Sometimes I even think about such times and wonder if I've ever grown, if I've even grown at all, you know. 6 years ago, in what different space was my life? You know, when I look in the mirror, I can see that I've grown. My body has definitely grown a lot from 6 years ago. I think I was looking at a picture with one of my friends the other days, and she was like, wow, look at your neck. Like, you can see your collarbone. Who would have known? And we laughed about it. But you know, that's the growth that I can see. in work, I wake up every day and I go to work. I'm working continuously. And I have to admit, when I think about it continuously, I have to admit that, you know, in some ways there's been some growth. Lost some things along the line, lost some relationships along the line, but there's definitely been growth, you know. And in losing relationships and just interacting with people and just reading into them, you know, let's view growth in their own perspectives. If you include, you know, person one, who bases her growth on materialistic accomplishments, you know, that's how designer products line her wardrobes, and rich friends with nothing to worry about except what designer shoes to wear tomorrow, you know. To some people, that is growth. Then there's person two, the one that likes to pretend she's person one. Meanwhile, she's lost, broke, with many worries in the world, but still manages to fake it all to the world and maintain some supposed status, supposed status quo, you know. To her, this is her own growth. There's person three, who believes that they've grown because of their physical appearance and have achieved a well-rounded and wanted figure, but, you know, forget that the flesh withers, and after some years it's nothing, because what if you lose the weight or get pregnant and become oversized, you know. Those are thoughts that I have sometimes, you know. It's like, your body looks really nice. I know it looks nice today. I'm not sure what's supposed to look like in 10 years. So I acknowledge that it has grown, but is that enough growth for my life? Is that enough growth for me? There's person four, who is lost in the struggle for life, fighting for money through whatever means possible, whether legal or illegal, dirty or clean. And of course, there's other persons like me who fit into none of the above, because I'm just searching for life. I acknowledge all of the above growths, but I'm just searching for life. I'm trying to find it through people, places, experiences, and of course love, because, you know, I just want to be able to grow in a way that I can look back with pride, and not just because of money or my physical appearance or because I excelled in my career, but, you know, because I want to feel like, as a person, my light has grown brighter, touched the life of other people. The pain of growth is a serious one, you know, and people don't really talk about how difficult it is to grow emotionally, psychologically, when you just realize that things are happening, the years are going by, the wind is passing by, time is going, you know, the confusion, the uncertainty, the discomfort that comes with growing older, knowing that you have to venture into new experiences, you need to venture into different places, you know, to grow so that you're not stagnant. I hope it's possible to somehow unpack our journeys, you know, and how we navigate change in our lives. It's a very nice discussion to have with your friends, so that you know that you're not alone. I constantly have such conversations with my friends. And, you know, when it feels like you're drowning, you realize that everybody has their low moments, you know. But you try and focus on the high ones, or try to always find new reasons to be happy. And I was telling my friend the other day that, you know, life has been tough on you, but you're doing okay, you know. You're breathing, you're living, you wake up, have where to sleep, you have food to eat, you're comfortable. So I guess that's something to celebrate. Personally, I don't want to be remembered just as a rich or a beautiful person, even though I'd still be both of those, but with knowing that there's more to life, all I want is the world to know that I made a difference somehow. So I have been exploring more ways to touch the lives of others rather than mine. Because at the end of the day, I just wanted to be known that I was here.